So, Senator Stevens, tell me about your week.
Well, I think we went down for a special session. We did pass over, the Senate passed over the crime bill. Both the House and the Senate agreed to that. That was that's a very big bill, a very large bill, and makes a lot of changes. You know, the problem was that a few years ago, we passed Senate Bill 91 in an attempt to stop the revolving door in prisons. But unfortunately, it also happened about the same time there were a real rise in crime due to the opioid crisis. So we had a lot of problems that people were facing, robberies, car thefts, and that sort of thing. So this is a result. This House Bill 49 is a result of that. It's clearly getting a lot more tough on crime, but also it doesn't really solve the problem of the revolving door of the prisons. But I think it was needed to do. We needed to do it, and both the House and the Senate passed that. It's now in the governor's hands.
And Senator Stevens, this new law would increase sentencing, but research suggests that incarcerating people for longer periods of time doesn't make them less likely to commit crimes once they're out. So, will this law actually make people safer?
It will make people safer in our communities by having criminals in prison. Unfortunately, it doesn't resolve the issues that Senate Bill 91 was trying to do some time ago of helping people when they go into prison, of coming out of it a better people and being able to get jobs, helping address their issues of alcohol and drug addiction. So, there's not money in it to do all that counseling that needs to be done, but I hopefully that'll happen in the future.
And I want to move to a different issue. On Tuesday, the Alaska Legislature voted to allow the Legislative Council, which you sit on, to sue Governor Mike Dunleavy if he does not fund school districts this summer. And to give a little bit of background, last year the legislature chose to forward fund education for FY 20 to 21. The governor says forward funding in this way is unconstitutional. The governor said he would not fund schools this summer unless the legislature reverses their decision. What's the process for the legislature's lawsuit to move forward?
Well, it's a very important issue, and as I'm chairing and have chaired before and chairing again the Legislative Council, and Legislative Council is an appropriate body to deal with this issue for lawsuits. No suit will happen unless the governor does not fund education come July 15th. That's between the July 1st and July 15th is when the first month's money needs to be sent out to the school districts, and if the governor chooses not to send those monies out, then that's the point at which we will bring a lawsuit. You know, the way it works is that there is a very great separation of powers in our Constitution between what the legislature does and what the governor does and what the courts do, just like in the federal government. That separation of powers is extremely important, and it would be a mistake if the legislature gave up its power to appropriate money.
We're about halfway through the special legislative session. As Governor Dunleavy has said, the clock is ticking. He says state workers will get layoff notices if the budget isn't passed by June 14th. What's the plan to finish up the rest of the session?
Well, we can pass the budget very quickly. We agree, both the House and the Senate, on what the budget should be, three budgets, the mental health budget, the capital budget, and the operating budget. The only issue has been the amount of the permanent fund dividend, and that's that could be in the operating budget. But I believe what you'll see is when we come back this coming week, we will pass all of those budgets out, leaving the amount of the permanent fund in a separate bill. That's the big issue.
All right. A lot to follow here. Thank you so much, Senator Stevens, for your time.
You bet. Good to talk to you, Renee.